something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornish Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
Water the clouds of your life through speaking in other tongues, pouring out the word of God. It is out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Fill your home with rivers of living water. When you begin, it may get to the ankle. Are you hearing me? As you continue, it will rise to the knees. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. It'll get here to the loins. Keep pressing on. And before long, it'll be waters to swim in. Hallelujah. You still know where you are. Your body's itching you. You feel like going. You look at the time. Of all I've been saying, only 2 minutes I've gone. You think, okay, maybe the next 10 minutes. You look at the time, 1.5 minutes. You feel like quitting. You are at the ankle. He says, press on. It'll get to the knees. By the time it gets to the knees, you're beginning to enjoy it a bit because now you can really feel something. You know, you're going inside down. The water has got to the knees. It gets here. Now, you know what? Instead of now that it gets to the waist, songs are beginning because from the loins, that's where your songs come from. Yep. But then it goes up and you are swimming. Somebody's knocking and you're like, please excuse me. Glory. They are knocking. Someone wants you. You already have someone inside here. Your fellowship with the Holy Ghost has risen to a peak. You're now like Peter, James, and John when they said to the Master Jesus, let us stay here. Let us build 3 tabernacles. One for you. One for Moses. One for Elijah. Let's stay here. At that time, all by yourself, the anointing is so strong you fall under the power. You're like, oh God, let me just stay here. It's so peaceful. Just want to stay there. You're not saying, my house rent. Oh God, I need fuel for tomorrow. You can't talk like that now. You're so full. You've gone beyond this world. You're so high that the earthly needs are as nothing. You're looking down at them as nothing. Why? At that moment, Almighty God has arisen in you. That's when you hear the voice of the psalmist say, yeah, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him fear and flee before him. God has arisen in you. At that time, you don't know you have an enemy. All his enemies are scattered. And who has the peace? You. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, just say now in the name of Jesus, I receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost right now. Pray everywhere in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to receive revelations. Begin to see visions in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Yay.
Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, Manson de Lege Shalamangi, Vigabo Suntele Mandalamanda de Mandaria, Lagabashin de Mundo, Rentorobo Shinamande, Vigabarabaye de Boroboria, Lagababashin, Ramabababa, Undarabababa Sundoria, Lamandalabashin, Legend de Boteria, Ligiriba Sundo de Boschinele, Lege Sundo de Boschinelamangi. Hallelujah. 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 Sit down. Somebody say hallelujah. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, we read that the anointing of God's Spirit came upon the man Joshua because he was to take over the leadership. As God took his people to the promised land. As you study into the fourth and the fifth chapters, you find how God moved in this man's life. The Bible tells us that they were ready to take Jericho. They looked at Jericho. Jericho was a walled city, heavily fortified, and they didn't know what to do. As Joshua contemplated solutions for this problem, the Bible tells us a man appeared to Joshua. And this man had his sword drawn, ready for war. And Joshua, being a strong man, approached this man that he saw. He too was ready for fight. He said, "Who are you? For us or for our adversaries?" And the man he was talking to introduced himself. He said to Joshua, "I am the captain of the Lord's host." And suddenly Joshua's eyes opened and he saw that he was dealing with the angel of the Lord's army. Who was this? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost stood in front of Joshua, and the man's life was different. He was changed from that day. The Lord said, "Take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground." That's the proof that he was not an ordinary angel. No ordinary angel says, "Take your shoes off your feet." It's got to be God. So Joshua immediately knew he was standing in the presence of Almighty God. This was the Holy Spirit. He said, "Take your shoes off." Joshua kicked them off, and then the Holy Ghost said, "Now I want to let you know what we are going to do. We want to take Jericho." He said, "You can't fight Jericho with your understanding. You can't bring down these walls. They are the strongest walls in the whole world. You can bring them down." They were so thick. Some people had their houses on the wall, on the fence. The fence so thick and high all around Jericho. They relied so much on their walls. They knew nobody could climb them from outside. So they shut up the city and remained inside for fear of an invading force. The Holy Ghost said to Joshua, "Tell you what to do. You will go round the city once a day for 7 days. On the seventh day, you will go round seven times. By the seventh time of the seventh day, when you have gone round," he says, "the priests will blow with the trumpets and y'all shout the shout of victory." He says, "And these words will come down." It was not the loudness of the shout that was going to bring the words down. Let me tell you why. The first day, don't you think that they would have been stronger than the last day and the last shout? This was their weakest shout. First day says, "Go round and don't say nothing." After these men have gone round for 7 days, think about it. Now they'll be going like this. Then that day, he says, "Go round seven times." The shout was not, it was not very loud, but they shouted their loudest. And some of them almost choking to death. But that was the day the Holy Ghost brought down the walls.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Conis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.